8:31 on the clock. We will open up the Board of Equalization meeting. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation: Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Lytle. Vote.
And
no, Jurgens, we need to change, and we need to change. John, can you change, or somebody change?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Matt.
Morning.
Okay, 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of a previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Lytle. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. No public, so no. We'll move on.
No sheriff or anyone to protect us either.
Yeah, no sheriff either this morning, so yeah. I guess, Patty, we need to have a public hearing then. I need a motion to enter in a public hearing for tax exemption on vehicles owned by Mosaic and the Prison Fellowship Ministries.
That's Lori's usually, but
she's not here yet either, is she?
She's.
Well, let's wait a minute then. Do you have something? What do you?
She's not coming.
Oh, she's not coming?
On a plane.
We have them here, though. We have them. Okay. But
I would move to open the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Lytle. Vote. 6-0 in favor. There are two applications. One is Mosaic. It is a 2016 Impala. And it would be a total of $440 in taxes that would be exempt. And the other, the Prison Fellowship Ministry. And it's.
What is that?
Okay, we'll pass it around here, but it's driven by Elizabeth Stanichek here in Beatrice. It's a Ford 2016 Ford Fusion. And that would be $400 exempt. Prison Fellowship. I'm not sure. She must be Prison Fellowship Ministry officers. It's their mailing address is in Virginia, but it. It is used by Elizabeth Stanichek.
I know she's done some talks at Rotary and some other places that she does do ministry through with the prisoners up there. So.
Travels for religious and charitable ministry to prisoners, ex-prisoners, their families, and communities. And she must be, I'm assuming, it doesn't say here, but I'm guessing she works for that Prison Fellowship Ministry because it lists the officers and who's on the board, but they're not anybody from here.
I'm not aware that I have a building for it. So generally the exemption, I have exemptions for buildings, but I don't, that one's not.
This is for $400, it would be for, and it's a 2016 Ford Fusion. And all it says is it's being driven by Elizabeth Stanichek of Beatrice, Nebraska here.
And where are the board members? And where's the officers?
Pass that on down to them. Yeah. It looks to me like, Denny, they're all out of Virginia, so I don't know.
This is Virginia, Nebraska, or the state of Virginia?
State of Virginia. Yeah. And that's where their office is at, and everybody can look at that one.
So what you're thinking is that she goes around and preaches to the prisoners.
Yeah, if you read the front, right there by your left hand on the front page, that's what it says. She goes around to help ex-prisoners in ministry.
Well, I know of the ministry, but I didn't know that we had any property that was owned here in Gage County, and I didn't know Elizabeth did that.
It's just be the vehicle, yeah. It's not any property, like you said.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. I've not seen any.
What I know about this is she works for, it's a nonprofit. It's a ministry through, starts here at the local prison in Tecumseh, I think, and there's some stuff going through there, but it's some kind of a ministry organization, and that's basically all I know about it.
Did she do anything for the jail, Gus?
Who was it in here?
Elizabeth Stanishek. Did she visit the prisoners or anyone?
Not that I'm aware of. We usually have somebody here local do that.
Okay.
It says here that they're 501c3 and they're not a private foundation. Described in section 509A1 and 170B.
The other one, though, is for Mosaic, and it says it's used to assist Mosaic in its mission to provide services to people with disabilities, and they're a 501c3 not-for-profit. So I know in the past we've, Lori has checked the approve.
Those are for sure. My daughter works for them, and she takes the clients out to the communities to clean and stuff.
She marked approve on the other one also.
She did on that one, too. Okay.
It's a 501c nonprofit, too.
Yeah, I think that's basically what the offices check to see if they're 501c3 qualified.
I would assume Lori has checked it out. Lori's pretty thorough and stuff like that, so.
You think she's recommended approval?
She checked the front there, recommending approval, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she apparently checked it out, so. And I don't see anybody else.
Well, I would move to approve the tax exemption.
We go out of the public hearing first. We were in a public hearing yet.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll learn sooner or later.
Yeah, but
I'll
take a motion to close the public hearing.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Second.
A motion by Byer, second by Lytle to close the public hearing at 8:38. Vote 6-0.
I would move to approve the tax exemptions on vehicles owned by the qualifying nonprofit organizations Mosaic and Prison Fellowship Ministries.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote 6-0. Patty?
I really don't have anything. I think Lori's going to be sending tax statements out on probably Monday, so that's the only thing, unless anybody has any questions for me.
Oh, they're going to be sent out on Monday?
Yeah. I think she allowed everybody to absorb their turkey first and then.
Is there a certain time they have to be sent out by? Do you know or not? No.
We used to send them out, but a lot of people want to pay them in December so they can get them on this year's income tax. So we have to turn the tax rolls over to them by the 22nd of November, the assessor's office does, and then she does the billing from there. So.
Does she, like Myron asked, does she have a timetable on when they have to go out?
She might. Otherwise. She might. I don't know. I think, you know, she tries to get them out as early as December, but I know they've gone out as late as the 15th in the past. But that doesn't give a lot of, well, you can pay things online and do things a lot differently than you used to, too. So people used to stand in long lines, and they don't do that anymore. So, well, a lot of them don't. Some of them do. So I'm thinking it's just she'll get them out as soon as she can. So, and I think she told me she was going to send them out on Monday. So
that's good. So then Denny knows when he'll get phone calls. So.
Yes. Yeah. Or people knocking on my front door.
They even do that.
Yeah. Do you guys get a lot of phone calls on those?
No, we do more on valuations than these. I mean, people know that this. Yeah. They're, in the past, I've had people visit with me about them, you know, to try to understand them. Because there is quite a bit on there, you know.
We had one gal last year who parked out on our street next to our house and sat there in her car. And then she'd drive around, then she'd come back, and she'd park there for a while. She had called earlier, and she never did come in, but she called again later. But she drove around the house and parked there, and everybody knows her.
Oh.
I think she might be one of your constituents.
Sure.
Send her down to me.
Up in that area. No, people.
I get them calmed down.
I will have, several people always visit with me just more as much as anything they're comparing, you know, to last year and comparing to other counties and all of that, you know, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But I think most people realize kind of what the valuation is what we get more phone calls on. I'll just tell you that. Anything else? We will close the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:41.